are on Chavtai Namad Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the top. Right? The question was that Shmuel said you have to give your best shot for Chalitza, so how can you have one brother give Chalitza to all three sisters? That which Shmuel says you need your best shot is only to pater the other woman, if there's a co-wife. Have a mifter and napsha to pater the woman herself, pater even if it's not the best shot. Guv amr Shmuel, chalitz la'achyos l'nifter u'tzaris. If you give chalitza to the sisters, it doesn't pater their co-wives, l'tzaris nifter u'achyos. Right? And the Gemara is going to explain ultimately because one is a bigger risk than the other. But at this point, the Gemara doesn't know that. Chalitz la'balas ha'get l'nifter u'tzara. If you gave a get to one of the co-wives, and then you want to do chalitza, you should give chalitza to the one that didn't get the get, because the one that has the get is a weaker zika, so it's a weaker chalitza, and you want the stronger chalitza.
The chalitza.
What?
The one that didn't get the chalitza.
The one that didn't get the get. You give chalitza to the one that didn't get the get. If you give chalitza to the one that got the get.
Who's saying about a get?
It's that. Chalitza l'balas get. It's a new case. Who's saying a new case? Okay. Two women follow Yibum, you gave a get to one of them. So you should give chalitza to the other, because to give it to the balas haget, it will pater her, but it won't pater Tzaresa. Tzara nifter is balas haget. Chalas lebalas haMaimer. New case. You gave Maimer to one of them. You're going to need a get for her. Don't give chalitza to the one that had the Maimer, because le nifter is Tzara. Tzara nifter is balas haMaimer. That's the three statements Shmuel said. We're zeroing in on statement number one. Frank the Gemara. Why by the sisters doesn't it pass to the tzaret? Because it's a weaker chalitza, because you can't do yibum, because there are chais isha bezika. You can't do yibum to the tzaret either, meaning basically they're both weaker chalitzas. No one is stronger than the other, because you can't do yibum to one and you can't do yibum to the other. Why is one more than the other? Dr. Gemara Ksever Shmuel Ein Zika. This is going Ein Zika. Well, which means, really, you can do Chalitza to the sister as well. You can do Yibum to the first one. Frank the Gemara Bama Shmuel Ya Zika. The Divraim Ein Zika Kamar. Frank the Gemara Yochi Chalitz Lachi Sabai Leniv Tzu Tzaris. So then again, there's no Isser. If you hold Ein Zika, so you can do Yibum to one of them. Either one. Bitul mitzvah yavamim does not create a weaker chalitza. Chalitza is only weakened if the zika is weakened, or the zika is strong and you can't do yibum. But whatever it is, if there's no inherent zika, zika doesn't answer. So why are the sisters different than the tzaras? So the Gemara, you're right. And bishlam the tzara the rachul loy tepater. Gemara explains the question. The second one, tzara doesn't work to keep the chalitza for laleya. Once you did chalitza to the sister, Leah. V'hadr chalitza l'rochel, havel chalitza l'rochel, chalitza p'suva. Once you did chalitza to Rochel, so then Rochel becomes achayis chalutzasei. So therefore, it's a weaker chalitza. Right? You can't do chalitza to Rochel because Rochel is achayis chalutzasei. But Leah, you could have done chalitza to.
She's a tzara. Wait.
Again, you did, if the kasha of the Gemara is, if Shmuel holds ain't, is going into Mount Damar ain't Zika, so then lay of Chalitza was perfect. So why does it say Chalitza Lachis, lay of two tzaras? The second one I understand, because once you did Chalitza to Leia, Rachel becomes a Chalitza Chalutzasai. Whether you hold Zika or ain't Zika makes no difference, she's a Chalitza Chalutzasai. So therefore, doing Chalitza to Rachel will not pat her tzara. Right? But if you do Chalitza to Leia, it should work. So why does it say Chalitz Lachis Lidim to a Tzaris? Avol, right, where is it? El Tzara Deleia Tipater. So the Gemara, Mai Lidim to a Tzaris, Nami Dekama Tzara De Rechel. You're right. When it says Lidim to a Tzaris, it means Rechel Tzara doesn't become Pater. In fact, the Gemara about Tzara Iska, it says a plural. Tzara is the Alma. Means, in other cases. In fact, the Gemara, Yachi Chalitz Tzaris, Nif to Rechus. So let's go to the next case. So you did chalitza to Leah. And that works, but you did chalitza to Leah or to her tzara, paters both of them. Now you go to Rachel. You can't do chalitza to Rachel, she's a chais chalutzasai. So therefore, it's a weaker chalitza. But you can't do it to her tzara either, because she's tzara a chais chalutzasai. and you can't marry her either. So they're both, again, equally weak. You're not allowed to marry Rachel's Tzara. You can't do Yibum to Rachel's Tzara, right? Leah was your Chalutza, Rachel was Achai's Chalutza, the Tzara is Tzara's Achai's Chalutza, which is also Lazar. So again, why is Chalutza for Achius and Chalutza for Tzara any different? Dr. Gemara, you're 100% right. Shmuel Hischu, Nami Hischu, Vela Hischu Kamar. You're right. Shmuel is not saying that the Chalitza to Rachel is better or worse than the Chalitza to the Tzara. It's the exact same level. Shmuel was saying as follows, that Hischu ba'akiyos lo yigmi b'tzaris. If you start with Leah, then you're stuck. You can't do neither Rachel nor her Tzara, because they're both equally weak. Did not also other b'tzaris chavis chalutzas. Hischu b'tzaris. But if you did Chalitza to Leah Tzara, so then you're allowed to do yibum to Rachel, because it's Kroivas, Tzaris, and that's mutter. You can't do Yibum to the Tzara of the Kroiva, but you can do Yibum to the Kroiva of the Tzara. I hope I'm clarifying. Let me explain. If you do Chalitza to Leah, Rachel is Achayis Chalutzasai, she's Aser for Yibum, and so is her Tzara.
You did the Chayis, you did the one that...
You did Leah. Then you can't do Chalitza to Rachel, you can't do Yibum to Rachel, nor to her Tzara, because Rachel is Achayis Chalutzasai, and the Tzara is Tzara's Achayis Chalutzasai. But if you did Yibum to Tzara of Leah, that means Leah was not Yibum. Chalitza. You did Chalitza to the Tzara of Leah. So Leah is just the Tzara of the one you gave Chalitza to. Her relative is Mutter. Let me try to explain this without Yibum for a second. Reuven is married, dies without children, leaves two wives, Leah and the Tzara. So Shimon gives Chalitza to the Tzara. 2 months later, he meets Rachel, who happens to be Leah's sister. She's not his brother's wife. She's a sister of the Tzara of the one he gave Chalitza to. Mutter to marry Rachel. There's nothing wrong in marrying Rachel. She's not related to his Chalitza. She's related to the Tzara of his Chalitza. That's not us.
She goes free. Leah goes free, right?
Leah went free. It's fine. She's out. Everything is finished. He meets a single girl named Rachel who happens to be Leah's sister. There's no Isser. Whereas, if he does Chalitza to Leah, right? Does Chalitza to Leah. Then a stranger is married to Rachel, who dies and leaves over two wives. Rachel and her Tzara. No Yibum. Stop. A stranger. He did Chalitza to Leah. He can't marry Rachel. She's the sister of his Chalutza. Forget about Yibum. Reuven's married, died without children, left two wives, Leah and Tzara. Right? He did Chalitza to Leah. Nothing wrong. Perfect. 6 months later, Rachel's husband, not related at all, dies, leaves over two wives, Rachel and the Tzara.
And he had children.
No... Had children, no Yibum, not related, nothing, a stranger. He can't marry Rachel, which is a Chayis Chalutzasai, and he can't marry the Tzara either, because she's Tzara's a Chayis Chalutzasai. He's not allowed to marry any of those two wives, nothing to do with Yibum, because she's Tzara's a Chayis Chalutzasai. One cannot marry the Tzara of the relative of the Chalutza. One could marry the relative of the Tzara of the Chalutza. You can't marry the Tzara of the relative. You can marry the relative of the Tzara.
So if he took Chalitza, in this case, the Tzara, then
he can marry Rachel.
And for sure, Tzara.
Exactly. But if he does Chalitza to Leah, then both Rachel and her Tzara are asa to him. So now that's the problem, which we're saying. Well, he's going to have to do Chalitza to both. Dr. Gemara Vayt. Rav Ashi Amalelin to the Gemara. Rav Ashi says, stick to your guns, no. Edoch Inami, he's also to do Yibum to the sisters, and he's also to do Yibum to the Tzara.
Because
he's Zika. But it's not the same level as her. One's more Asa than the other. Tanya Kavasa to Rav Ashi. Kalafakis and Niftru Taras. Halutaris Niftru Akis. My time allows for Kasabi and Zika. Lilima Zika Lashavi Latar Karva. It's saying that one is weaker than the other. So to Gemara, Rabbi Bamamu Hamani Bishamai. No, there could be another Bishat in the Bishamai. Going like Bishamai in that Brisa. Bishamai holds Saras and Mutter, period. None. Bishamai Matin on Saras Lachim. So really, you can be Miyabim to Tzara. Frank the Gemara Yehachi, do you move Minami to Siabim? So why does it say give Chalitza? That the Gemara could have Yechim Ben Nuri, Dama Bayin the Sakin Lam Lutaris, she called his Lam Siabim. So Yechim Ben Nuri wanted to make a takona to keep Beisham and Beisom on the same page that nobody should be Mamzerim. So he said, let's make a takona no Yibum. But yes, Chalitza. Frank the Gemara of Amar Marley speak with the Gemara Sadavach in the Trasha. They tried, it didn't work. Amar Nachim by Yitzchak, Achav Chasu Vitzitnu. They made the takana afterwards, which is that later on they made the takana according to this brisa. Don't think about it.
Right. They made it.
Right. Years later, they decided to make it. And according to this, they worked to it. Iboilu. New shayla. Balas agat to balas maimer. A guy had two women for all of them. No two brothers. Reuben died, left over two wives. Shimon went and did maimer to one and get to the other. Now, who should he give the Yibum to, the Chalitza to? Which is the stronger of the two? Ezimem Kedemis, Balas Haget Adivim Shem Da'aschuba, the Chalitza. He started the Chalitza process. Adim Balas Maim Adivim Shem Da'kleva Labiya, it's a stronger Zika, so it's a stronger Chalitza. Am Ravashi Tashima, Maidir Rav Gamliel, Shiash Get Achim Maimer, Machna Yav Get. The Gamliel holds, you can only do Maimer to one and get to one. Meaning, if the guy, Reuben, dies and leaves two wives, and Shimon went and gave a get to one and a get to the other, the second one is meaningless. She doesn't become Asa Tikuna. It's meaningless. If you do Mimer to two, the second one doesn't need a get. It's meaningless. But if you do a get and a Mimer, they're both meaningful. That means they're on the same level. She has get Acha Mimer, Mimer Acha Get. He get other words behind Mimer. If get is stronger, why should Mimer work on Asrei afterwards? Be Mimer, other words behind Get up Asrei.
I'm sorry? Do the
Mimer
and the Get
to different people.
Different.
Right. So the Teretz is, they're at the same level, so according to Shmuel, according to Rav, you would have to give a Chalitza to both, because they're both Chalitza Psulus. According to Shmuel, they're at the same level. When they're at the same level, one passes the other. Something about my Dhammer of Hunamar Rav, based Achis, Yavama Shinoflus, the Yavamechad. Reuben and Shimon died. They were married to sisters, and Levi is the only surviving brother. Chalitz from Mishayna Hutra. He gives Chalitza to Reuben's wife. She's permitted to marry Lishup. No Kiddush here. Chalitz Lishniya Hutra. He gives Chalitza to Shimon's wife. She can marry anybody she wants to. Meisa Rishayna Mutter Mishniya. Here's the Kiddush. Reuben's wife dies, so Levi now can do Yibum to Shimon's wife. Vein Tzarech Leim and Meisa Shniya Shemutter Mishayna. And for sure, if Shimon's wife dies, Shimon died second, he's for sure allowed to do Yibum to Reuven's wife, because she has the Maila, Reuven's wife was Mutter at the time of Reuven's death, became Aser, then became Mutter again. Right? So Rav is saying that since these are all rabbinic Yisurim, even if at the time of the death of her husband, she was prohibited to Yibum, she was Achais the Kukum, but once Reuven's wife dies, she becomes permitted.
You can reverse even at the time?
What?
You can reverse even at the time of the death she was prohibited?
Correct. If it's rabbinic prohibition. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, no. Meisa Shniya Mutter B'Rishayna, because at the time of the death she was permitted. Meisa Rishayna, Aser B'Shniya, by time. Shekol Yavama, Shein Ani Karba, B'Shas Nefilu Yavama, Yavu Elohim. Any Yavama that at the time of death was not eligible to Yibum, it's like an anxious after that's children, that's true, and she's us. Rav himself said, Rav said it himself. That's true if it was his wife's sister, his real wife's sister, meaning Levi was married to Reuben's wife's sister. So when Reuben died, he couldn't do Yibum Chalitza, biblically. So when his wife dies, she doesn't become Mutter. Avalokas, he could drop on him, and therefore it's more lenient. Eisrei Rabbi Yaisi B'chanin or Rabbi Yechanan. Our Mishnah. Abba Achen, Shneimem nesu and beis achyus. You have four brothers. Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters. Beisan nesu and beis achyus, and they died. Harachotus by Mishabas. Ramat. Leiku chad minayu lachlut levushniyam. This is even according to Reb Yechanan. Let Levi give chalitza to Shimon's wife. V'tayvi rishayna legabe idach givam a shehutra v'nesra v'chazim v'hutra. So by giving chalitza to Shimon's wife, Reuben's wife is not a chayv to kukasi anymore. She was mutter at the time of death. She's mutter now. Yehuda should be able to do yibum. Tachzor l'tayrish. Amalai, Reb Yechanan answered, akis eni yidei mishanam. I don't know who authored that Mishnah. And now the Gemara is going to try to spend the time trying to find answers to the Mishnah. Frankly, Gemara Belayim Belayim Aicholtz Cholts. I'm sorry, Belayim Belayim Aicholtz is not meant to 20 chalitzas. Maybe it means only one of the two gets chalitza. That the Gemara called the Cholts. It says, I'm sorry, it says chalitzas chada. Sorry, I made a mistake. Belayim Belayim Aicholtz is chalitzas chada. So the Gemara Cholts is 20. Frankly, Gemara Belayim Belayim Aicholtz Cholts is the Alma. In many cases, Har Eluk 20 says these. Belayim Belayim Aicholtz Belayim Shaina Bereisha. Let's say because you gave Reuben's wife chalitza first, and according to Reb Yechanan, if you do that, Shimon's wife does not become mutter because she was usher at the time of her husband's death. That's the Gemara, chol tzoyis l'chatzilik yoni. You're saying this is what you're supposed to do, there's no other option. But let me go to Xavier, then we'll cut. What? But when you gave chalitza to one, she's no longer a chalitza to kukasa. You removed the Zika. Remember, there's two brothers. Levi and Yehuda. One can give chalitza to the second. Maybe we don't let it because we're afraid he'll do the first one first. That the Gemara B'Lei Misyabmas, Tony. It says B'Lei Misyabmas, meaning there's never Yibam. Frank the Gemara, the Lekha Ocholo Din Yibam Hochakal. Frank the Gemara B'Lei Misyabmas, Shabayamas. Maybe it's because of Bitul Mitzvah Yivaman. We're afraid that you do chalitza to the second, right? But what will happen is the other brother might die. And then, one second, and then we're afraid that since we allow jibum, see, this is a little bit more complicated because all we're asking is, again, Levi does chalitza to Shimon's wife, right?
No, the other wife doesn't have...
Let me finish. Levi does chalitza to Shimon's wife. Right. So they took away the whole din yibum, even if Levi would do chalitza to Shimon's wife. But since they're afraid that Levi might do yibum to Shimon's wife, and then it'll be mevatel to mitzvah yibum, yod ein zika. So they said no yibum, period. It was like an iser yibum, because they're afraid the wrong guy will do yibum first.
How he might die.
Then the other brother might die.
And then she doesn't get even more chalitza.
Correct. Zakti Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Lamisa Lechayesh. Fetik Gemara B'lehem Elah Rabbi Yezzi, Zamakim Sham Doshu Akadis and Esra of Olamas. Rabbi Yezzi says, even if she was mutter at the time of her husband's death, once she became Asa, she's Asa permanently. That the Gemara to save Rabbi Yezzi, at the end of the mission is Rabbi Yezzi, Reish Alav Rabbi Yezzi. They both died at the same time. So they both ushered at the time of death. So the Gemara, there is no Sam Mishnah. We don't know who fell first, so therefore they're both ushered. So they married, we make them divorce. The one who married first, we tell him, listen, you definitely married a Chesukuka. The second one is a suffix. He can claim that he was miyabim, the one that was mutter first, became after, then became mutter again. And by suffix, we say we don't break up a marriage of a suffix achay skuka that the zika went off afterwards. That's why Rabbi Yechanan said he doesn't have shat in the Mishnah. If Reuben's wife was Levi's mother-in-law, so Levi can be miyabim Shimon's wife, right? Vashen yasa b'shnei. Sakad item to nafal kamay setchila. The havamina is that Reuben's wife, Reuben died first, who's Levi's mother-in-law, right? So I might. Leku chasimli yavim hafdeinu chamoisa bereisha. Let Levi be miyavim Shimon's wife, which is perfectly legal to do, because Shimon's wife was the only one that fell to him leibum, because the other one is his mother-in-law. But tavi chamoisa legabi idach, and Reuven's wife to Yehuda will be yavam shuhutra v'nesem v'chazir v'hutra. She was mutter. Then Shimon died. Now Levi took care of Shimon's wife. She should be mutter. Tachlu l'teir rishon. Amar Rabba got enough hafdeinu chamoisa bereisha. What happened was, Reuven's wife was not the mother-in-law. Shimon's wife was the mother-in-law. So Reuven died. That woman was Aser. I'm sorry. That woman was mother. Then Shimon died, was Aser. And Levi went with Miyabin Reuven's wife, who's not his mother-in-law. So Shimon's wife was Aser at the time of death, and therefore remains Aser. Shimon blazer, I'm a b'shami, I'm a tanya blazer, I'm a b'shami, I'm a mikaimu b'silu, I'm a yitzil. Beishamai says they can keep them. Beisil says you divorce them. Means Beishamai allows you to stay married to them because at the end of the day the zikah was taken off, so it's mutter. Rav Shimon Aimer Yekaimu, and the Gemara will explain. Rav Shimon holds it's not a machlokes. Abishol Aimer Kalhoyim Lam Beisil B'Davaseh. He has it the opposite version. Beishamai Yitzil Beisil Lam Yekaimu. In fact, Rav Shimon, come on. What is Rav Shimon doing here? He's not a bar pukta Beishamai Beisil. He's saying there was never a machlokes. So now we're getting into the cases that one of them is an erva, one of them was the guy's mother-in-law. So we had this in Daf Chav. It said, Reuven died, and Shimon died. They left sisters, one of them is a mother-in-law, Levi can be miyam, the non-mother-in-law, which is exactly what we're saying here. Mishnahs don't repeat themselves.
This is the call that we said earlier. And this Hain of the Amun, this is what we meant by saying.
Where does it say that? It doesn't say that in my Mishnah.
Last words of the Mishnah. Is that wrong?
Well, first we're going before that. And for the Gemara, yes, we know Mishnah like it makes the Mishnah shiny. There's no second brother. If you let Levi do Yibum, Yehuda might do Yibum. But letting Levi, not letting Yehuda, everybody knows the halacha. People will say you're allowed to marry Achai Zuka Kasai. Tzricha, that's why we need both cases. It's a mitzvah. If one of them was only rabbinically prohibited, so it says Chalatis one Mishavemis. Hanami Kanina. This was also the Parish of Mishnah. It's a mitzvah, it's a Kedusha Chalatis one Mishavemis. That the Gemara has to miss the mitzvah l'chuda. There was just halacha that when a woman that's rabbinically prohibited to yibum it falls, you do chalitza. It wasn't talking about sisters. Halacha is the mitzvah v'achaisa. This is a big chiddush to me. Zik is a rabbinic thing. She is rabbinically prohibited to yibum because of another reason. So let's say that the zik is not so strong, right? Two sisters fall. One has a different problem than Achai Zuka Kasai. And one doesn't have a problem. What?
Additional problem.
Yeah. Besides Achai Zuka Kasai, an additional problem. So let's say that as far as the other sister is concerned, will be Matarit, even though she's Achai Zuka Kasai, but the other one is really not so Zakuk because has an other rabbinic problem. We're dealing with rabbinics here.
There's a restriction.
We should consider the Isra Mitzvah, like it's an Erva, but this, right, and the other one could get Yibam, but this Yabim. Maybe the Mitzvah Drabana should take away the Zika from her, weaken the Zika, and make the other one Mutter. We don't say that. Now it said, if two brothers, one has one's Levi, Reuven's Levi's mother-in-law, and Shimon's wife is Yehuda's mother-in-law. So each can be miyab the other one. Hasulamali. Hainuach, my little cat, my little tray. What difference does it make if it's Levi's mother-in-law or both of them's mother-in-law? Tzricha. The Ashmin Nasim Shimdegi Ksheni de Muchach. Levi is mutter and Yehuda is aser. Avalacha the Lek Ksheni de Kamuchach. We're permitting Levi to one and Yehuda to the other. A malai. People will think Achaisu Kakas is mutter. The Ashmin Nahad Rabbah Tabai Muchach Yadadi. By making Levi do Yibim to one, only that one, and Yehuda took only the other, It's more mochachav. Why tzvicha? That's why we need both cases.
So we mean that they're both are mutter? I would think only one mutter.
No, well, I would think none are mutter because they're both doing yibum. People will think you can do yibum achayzuk katzay. The other way, that since they're only, we're making Levi do Yibum to only Reuven's wife, not to Shimon's, and Yehuda only to Shimon's and not to Reuven, so they're showing it's not because Achai Zukakas is Mutter, it's because it's not Zukak.
Therefore, I should say
that's why it's Mutter. But when Levi is the one with the mother in law and Yehuda not, so it's not so clear. That's the Havamina. Zui Shamru, Zui Lemute Mai.
We never did Isser Kedusha.
Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha is the same rabbinic Isser.
What's a Deraisa?
It's not a Deraisa because Esser Zeichel Eisessa. To our purposes, you're right. One is a Deraisa, one is a Drabanan. But when it comes to Yibum, they're all both only Asser rabbinically.
Because
Esther is like a test, it's only Xera be a Rishai, not to be a Shneer, right? Zui Shamru, Zui Lemutamai. What is the Zui at the end coming to exclude? Lemutai Isser Mitzvah Lezeb, Isser Mitzvah Lezeb. If they both are Isser rabbinically, Levi to Reuven's wife and Yehuda to Shimon's wife, they still can't do Yibum. But you are Sulamali, I know how. We just had that. I know Miley Chai, Miley Trey. So the Gemara, again, since the Zika is weakened because of the rabbinic Isser, and it's on both of them, one for Levi, one for Yehuda, maybe we should say, make believe they're not a Chai Zuka Kassai, because they each have a different Isser. I would think, Samgadai Tachamina, Maldatai, Mekilo Amina, Uki Isser, Mimokim Isser, Erga, Haichad Ikala Migzim Shemshani. We're afraid, if you let Levi do to one, and Yehuda can't, people will say Yehuda will think he can do it also. Because over here they both have a rabbinic prohibition to one of them. We should say rabbinically, consider that rabbinic problem as if she's not zakuk, and make the other one mutter. She's not a chayzuka kasai, because each one can't marry the other one because of a different rabbinic problem. Kamash malav iliyabmu, kamash malav that we don't say it. It's as far as we got.